kickoff is winter break closure. We just wanted to remind the committee that the office will be closed probably Friday at noon. That's typically what happens, and we're going to adjourn to, and we'll get the invitation sent out.
That's the 21st?
The 21st, and we're going to head over to the steakhouse where the board and the employees will have a lunch, and we're inviting Bernie and our engineers. And so I worked with the steakhouse on that, and so they'll be ready for it. There'll be a gift exchange, but it won't be the spouses this time.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we'll do that another time when the dates kind of work out for us, because I want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and what we're, it's going to be on the internet, the closure, and we'll properly mark the doors and all that stuff.
And then between Christmas and New Year's?
We actually come back on the 2nd, which is a Tuesday, and we will be coming to the board asking to cancel the Wednesday meetings since staff will be around for the 2 weeks. But we're going to bring that to you guys on December 5th.
Yes.
All right. And which is, what's the next item on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll say it's a recommendation of the Internal Ops Committee.
And then on the meeting, the second meeting in January, we'll do all the committee rotation and all that stuff will happen. President rotation of committees, okay. All that stuff will be on the agenda for the...
No, that should be the second meeting in December, I believe, because then that will be set for the January time. I mean, it's where...
Committees.
Oh, yeah. The committees.
Well, we're talking about, like, this committee?
Yes.
Right?
So when do we do that bidding process? You know, we all say what you want to do.
I know we were doing it while I was general manager, and that was January last time.
That's kind of what I thought.
I think typically, pardon me?
Yeah, because I think what happens is that Brian will be sworn in sometime after the...
He will probably be sworn in on the first meeting of December. We'll swear him in, but Chris will finish that meeting out. And then he sits, his first meeting is the... would be the second meeting in December. And we are having both meetings in December.
Right. So anyway, check the calendar what we did last year. I remember January, but I could be totally wrong. Because that would give Ryan a chance to, you know, have his head stop swimming and figure out what he wants to do and where he wants to put his energies as far as committees.
We created a binder on what to do, and I think it does say January, but I think...
Okay. Well, whatever it is, just make sure that we... do that and Brian's up to speed on it.
And I will clarify with you through an email when
we
go back.
Okay.
And item 3. Okay. So went through the personnel manual and we've done some pretty good things here, I think. We cleaned up a lot of references to things that don't exist, which, you know, that's typical. We also went ahead and we did the title pages so that you could click on something and go directly to that page on the online version. And we went through and we added a few things and we changed a few things. And in the email that I sent, which is attached to this draft binder, are some of the ones we focused in on. Other stuff, minor language changes, etc., not worth mentioning. So I don't have, was there any that you would like to go over again here or that you saw perusing it in the past? Some of the oddities that were completely refreshing my memory. We had put in a lactation room by law.
Yes.
We now have in our manual pre-employment drug testing. We integrated the new law on marijuana that not acceptable in the workplace, like the new former fashion. We included the board-approved sick leave incentive program and the service, you know, the milestone policy, which is the if you're here 10 years, a week of 15 and so on. And we also changed the version of the employee acknowledgement form in that we want to make sure not only it used to be that I received this, now we want them to receive it, read it, and understand it, and have dry it. That's our government service that we focus in on that. And then we updated some prohibited conduct. I included some extra things in there that I know from my prior things, and loopholes, and tech it up.
Did you run this by New Miller and Beardsley?
The answer is no, I did not run it by New Miller and Beardsley because they would have charged us accordingly. What we did do, though, is we contacted Cox and Associates, which is an HR company.
Oh, yeah.
And so I did not run the final version by them. I ran the old version by them. Here's where they suggested major changes, and I took like 90% of them.
Okay.
And it put them in there. So I'm fairly confident they're in good shape.
Okay.
Probably from the burner.
First of all, we're striking out a line.
It's pretty consistent.
Striking out a line.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it could be striking out a line.
So with your approval, what I'll do is just in the next week or so, I will send this PDF version to the other board members. Tell them it's going to be on the 5th of the PDF for their approval, so I'll send it out earlier.